Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. Well, David, are you ready for a rock and roll weekend?
I am. I'm excited about it.
It is the Warren Haynes Christmas Jam weekend. Actually, two nights of Christmas Jam music. Three, if you counted last night's pre-jam. It's aired on our fellow public radio station, WNCW. But the Christmas Jam sold out now for tonight and tomorrow night at the U.S. Cellular Center Arena. That's about 7,200 tickets a night. That's a lot of people, which makes the Christmas Jam literally one of the three big music events that happened here all this fall. This year, the Mountain Oasis Electronic Music Summit had a capacity crowd for three nights, and of course, Widespread Panic was in for two as well. But Christmas Jam, a big deal. Widespread Panic back for the Christmas Jam. Phil Lesh, Keb Moe. The list goes on and on.
Greg Allman.
Are going to be over there at the Christmas Jam this weekend. So it's going to be a great show. If you don't have a ticket and you want to support the cause, watch it from the comfort of your own home. You can. There's a pay-per-view stream. So you can get both nights for $30 or one night for $20. Of course, all the proceeds go to Habitat for Humanity. Also, there will be a lot of music on the streets in the music rooms this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon called Jam by Day over at the Asheville Music Hall, the Emerald Lounge, and Shack of the Wood. All have music events going on this weekend at the daytime. And one other thing is beware of where you're going to park. Parking is going to be extremely tight. And that's true, especially if you're coming into town to go see a theater event or planning to come in for to have dinner or something like that. Make early plans. Don't get caught up in that traffic meltdown, which is likely to happen around town. And whatever you do, don't leave your car in a private, unattended lot because you could get towed away.
A major thank you to Warren Haynes for his commitment to Habitat and to his hometown.
Absolutely. You know, I've been writing about the Christmas Jam and Warren since it began. And that's a long time. And Warren has been one of the standout guys I've had the pleasure of knowing. And actually, you know, we've actually been on the air a little longer than they've been doing the Christmas Jam. I think this is our 27th year of doing this program. And but Christmas Jam is so good. And I ought to mention also that there is going to be a food collection drive and a warm clothing collection drive at the Jam, too. So if you want to go a little bit further and help out some folks that are in need, bring out some canned goods, non-perishable, in your newly or gently worn warm weather clothing that you can donate to the cause. All right, since you're going to be in the Christmas spirit this weekend, there is plenty to do. The Bernstein Christmas Spectacular, the 31st annual Bernstein Family Christmas Spectacular, as they call it, going on through Saturday night at Asheville Community Theater. I am looking forward to seeing that show tonight. Monford Park Players doing a Christmas Carol this weekend over at the Masonic Temple right across the street from the radio station, Haywood Arts Regional Theater out in Waynesville. Good morning, Waynesville. We salute you. They have a great musical version of A Christmas Carol. Parkway Playhouse is doing Christmas Carol up in Burnsville. And also Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol at North Carolina Stage. A lot of chances to see various takes on Christmas Carol. A Christmas Story at Flat Rock Playhouse. You've probably seen the movie about a little boy in the 1950s who wants a BB rifle for Christmas. It's come to life on stage at Flat Rock Playhouse. One theater event that has nothing to do with Christmas, but is a good bet, is all in the timing. A new theater company called Attic Salt Theater Company doing that at 35 Below in the lower back level of Asheville Community Theater. So that's going to be a busy place with Santa Land upstairs and all in the timing downstairs at Attic Salt. And if you're missing any of this, don't you worry about it. You don't need to be taking notes. Just pick up a copy of the Asheville Citizen Times and look for our Asheville Scene Culinary and Entertainment Magazine. It's also in boxes around town and online at AshevilleScene.com.
All these years I've been taking notes.
Have you? Well, how about that? There'll be a test after the show then, David. Bill Mize and Ed Gerhard, two great guitar players. They've been doing their guitar Christmas concert here. This is the 23rd year, almost as long as the Christmas Jam. And it'll be at 8 p.m. tonight over at Jubilee on Wall Street. A good bet there. The big Christmas event of the year, I think, is probably the Symphony's Christmas concert, a classical Christmas, and it's moving over to Sunday. Symphony usually plays Saturday night. The holiday concert's on a matinee at 3 p.m. Sunday at Thomas Wolfe Auditorium. Daniel Meyer joined by the Asheville Symphony and the Asheville Symphony Chorus for a big program that includes the Christmas portion of Messiah and the Hallelujah Chorus. Do you you do a little singing, David. Do you do that Messiah? Have you ever sung the Messiah?
I have not. How about you?
No, I have not. But anyway, that's something that you can do on Sunday afternoon, and that'll be a lot of fun. And that brings us around to the movies. Have you seen a motion picture since we last spoke?
No, I have not.
Well, I've seen a couple that haven't opened yet. American Hustle, which at this point is a front runner for my best picture of the year. And a couple nights ago, I did a screening of Nebraska, and yesterday, a screening of Wolf on Wall Street. And but the big movie this weekend, The Hobbit, is going to be up on the big screen, and that's a 3D, fantasy. Also, Tyler Perry's A Medea Christmas playing wide this weekend, and there is one documentary that you probably want to go see, the story of Krishna Das, One Track Heart, over at the Asheville Yoga Center. That'll be a good bet tonight and Saturday.
Actually, lots of good offerings. Tony, it's always a pleasure. Be careful out there.
I will, and so long, everybody.